to Super Human Radio on mobile, go to the BlackBerry store and download the Radio Beat app. Go to shoutcast.com and search for the Superhuman channel and get started today.
This is the Superhuman channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
I'm not good. I have to warn everybody right now. I am fighting a cold. We traveled to Heaven's Waiting Room or God's Waiting Room recently.
Florida.
And I caught a cold while I was there. Go figure. So there will be moments of time where it sounds like I'm clicking and sucking on a lozenger, and that's because I will be. And I may have to kill my mic to clear my throat, but you'll probably hear me in Elisa's mic through the background, and there's nothing I could do about that right now.
Well, I wonder if you caught the cold from the airplane, from the a cruise ship that we visited, or all of the above.
All of the, or just being in Florida where all the sick people live.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I followed Dr. Oz's advice, and not only did I aim the air jet nozzle on my face, but I put my lips around it to make sure that the germs would not end up in my body. Because he says that if you're on a plane, the best way to avoid getting sick is to take that little air jet, that little air conditioning vent,
mm-hmm.
and aim it right at your face so the germs don't land on your face. Buffoon! That means that that air is recirculated. So the lady who coughed in the back, you're just blowing her misted saliva on your face.
Did you see that picture that Sean Knersfeld posted on Superhuman Network? There was a picture that says Dr. Oz gets flu vaccine on his show to prove that they're safe, and then he gets sick from it.
He did get sick.
He got sick.
Good. He should do my poll then. He should come and log in and say whether or not the vaccine gave him the flu. He did that last year, too, but I heard rumors that it was just saline that he got. Maybe this time he really got the real flu vaccine and got sick.
How would someone know if it was just saline?
Someone told me that. I forget who it was. I don't remember who it was, but somebody told me that he had gotten a saline shot because his wife is totally opposed to vaccines and won't get their children vaccinated.
Good for her.
Yeah. She seems to be the one that should have the TV show, not
mm-hmm.
him.
Mm-hmm.
Although she is a vegan, but that's we won't hold that against her right now. Anyway, so I have to tell you about something that has nothing to do with veganism, but has to do with good flavor.
What's that?
Quest came out with another new bar. They just keep turning them out over there.
The chocolate chip cookie dough Quest bar is so good.
And I, you know what? And I got to go on the record.
It's from their natural line.
I don't like, as a rule, I hate cookie dough protein bars.
Mm-hmm.
They suck. I hate cookie dough, MRPs and protein powders. In my experience, they suck. They don't taste like cookie dough. They don't taste like chocolate chip. They taste like some sort of mutated food. I don't like them. So when you said, hey, we got two new bars from Quest. I said, what are they? And you said chocolate chip cookie dough. And in my mind, I thought, oh, you know, here's a bar that I won't be buying. And I ate half of it and I was like, oh my God, this tastes better than real cookie dough.
I put it in the microwave and warmed it up for 10 seconds, and it tastes so good.
And you know what the really good thing about it is? Most of the cookie dough or chocolate chip cookie-flavored bars out there are just this puree of ingredients. This is actually has layers of chocolate in it, just like if you had real cookie dough and the chocolate chips would melt and you'd have like a layer of chocolate chip sandwiched around by cookie dough. That's exactly how these bars are. They're amazing. They're amazing.
I've got the empty package here in my hand.
Yes. Elisa won't put it down because she doesn't want to admit that we're out of them.
I've got, it's one bar is 190 calories, 8 grams of fat, 21 grams of protein. It's got 21 grams of carb, but 17 grams of fiber.
Yeah, it's fiber. It's high fiber. It's only like 3 or 4 grams of impact carbohydrates.
Right.
So it's, you know, and this is their natural lime, which uses a form of sugar alcohol that is not implicated in digestive issues, which is erythritol.
It's the last ingredient on the ingredient list.
Yeah, there's a pinch of it, right.
And it says 1 gram. Yeah. So.
It's a great bar. I love it. And I know what I'm going to be ordering when I order more Quest bars. I'm ordering more of these. I love them.
You better get double because I want some too.
Yeah, there you go. So anyway, I posted a picture up on Facebook. Deanna Harder said she can't wait to hear today's show because she wants to hear what the big news is, where we were last week.
Mm-hmm.
And so last week we went to Florida. And we went to Florida because we're checking out some different venues for some future superhuman get-togethers where the superhuman nation is going to get together and hang out and learn things and be together. And so we checked out some venues there, but we also wanted to check out some cruise ships. And while we were there, we got the opportunity to visit and meet in person Steve Lapidus and his lovely wife, Leslie.
From Age Force.
From Age Force, right. Oh, they know who Steve is. He's on the show so much. Like, last time he came on, he goes, I hope the audience doesn't mind me coming back on again. You know, it's like, he's always on. He's a great guy. So anyway, we meet Steve and his wife, Leslie, who, by the way, are superhumans.
They look awesome.
When they told us how old they were, I was like, oh,
no
come
way.
On. I mean, you talk about two people who have really done the right things to preserve themselves. Okay, so Steve says, where do you want to go to dinner? Would you like to have lobster? He goes, I know a restaurant. It's not a great place to look at. It's not the kind of place where you go in for the ambiance. But they have the greatest lobster in the world, lobster dinner, up to a 25-pound lobster. So I said, well, let's go have lobster. This is great. There's a picture of Elisa and I. Elisa had a 3-pound lobster. I had that's a 5-pound lobster in front of me.
You ate all of yours. I couldn't finish mine.
It was so good. I mean, I was breaking the legs off and sucking the meat out of it. It was so much meat. It was unbelievable. It was like I've never gotten like tired of eating lobster before in my life, but this time I was like, I can't eat any more lobster. So Steve and Leslie Lapidus took us out to dinner at the Lobster House, and it was an amazing meal. It really, really was. And that's a picture of what looks like a small dog in front of me is actually a lobster.
Yes, it was nice meeting Steve and Leslie.
Yeah, that was fun. And we toured a cruise ship. We toured the largest cruise ship in the world.
The Oasis was the name of it. I think it's from the Princess line.
It wasn't
the Norwegian.
Okay, I get it all confused.
No, it was either Princess or Royal, something because it had the crown on it.
Right.
But anyway, it was the largest cruise ship in the world. It holds 5,000 passengers.
Passengers plus staff. I mean, this is like, I tell you what it was like. It's like they broke a piece of the Las Vegas Strip off and set it afloat in the water. That's what this thing is like. It's an it's such a big ship that the ports around the world that were going to allow this ship to dock had to rebuild at least one of their areas to accommodate this ship.
For our purposes, I don't think we'll be doing a cruise anytime soon. We are going to have superhuman get-togethers this year, but not on a cruise ship.
And let's talk about why. Because we're looking at locations that follow the mission of the show. We're not going to take people someplace or ask them to arrive someplace where we're not going to be able to do the things that we say are healthy for us.
Well, and you think about it, like Richard Simmons, and there are other people who do podcasts that have these cruises, and we had lunch on the cruise ship, and it was just, the food was...
Be honest.
It was kind of disgusting. It was a buffet line.
It was the kind of food that people who really don't care about their health eat.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that, you know, oh, well, if you're doing Atkins, you're doing paleo, you just keep eating the roast beef. But you know what? It's not even good. It doesn't taste good. This stuff is gross.
It was pretty disgusting. So.
And our host that took us on the cruise ship.
Such a nice man.
He is the most knowledgeable man about cruises. His name is Larry Fishkin. He's a wonderful man. And he is like the cruise ship king. Everybody and anybody who wants to know about cruises, go. He's been doing this for 41 years. He's on the board of directors of most of the cruise lines. The guy is amazing. And he said this is the best that it gets as far as the large commodity type cruises.
Mm-hmm.
And we were honest with him and said, you know what? We could not ask our audience to go on this kind of a cruise. It just wouldn't work.
No.
And so we decided that cruises are definitely off the table. And I know some other radio shows do cruises, and I got to be honest with you. I don't understand how they do it.
I don't understand their audience, that if their audience goes for that type of entertainment or venue, they're not from our audience.
No.
They're not the same audience that we have.
And you know what it is? I think, and I can honestly say, and I said this to Larry, I said, our audience is just a slight bit more extreme about sticking, I was trying to be polite. You know, to sticking to the rudimentary rules of the way to eat and the things to do. And we went to the cruise director and they took us to the spa. And we were like, okay, what if we want to have like a kettlebell class? No, can't do any of that sort of stuff. You know, they don't have any of those kind of things on the ship. Limited free weights to begin with. And on top of that, we were like, well, if we bring like a quasi anti-aging group to this ship, what kind of things can we do that would be in line with that?
With anti-aging.
Yeah, Botox.
Botox and Restylane.
That's
she
it.
Said.
That's it. I was like, well, I don't think our group really wants that.
And you said something to her about
blood work.
Doctors and blood work. And she said, well, our doctors for the sick people are downstairs.
They do the blood work.
She said, we're here for the healthy people.
Yeah.
Doing Botox and things
like that. But think about that. They don't look at blood work as a critical part of staying well and wellness. They only look at it like, when you're sick, you get blood work done.
Right.
And that is exactly the way the medical orthodoxy looks at it. And that would be akin to you only checking your oil after your engine blew,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to being proactive and checking your oil before your engine blows.
Well, and I put that in about a couple of weeks ago when one of my blogs, I put that, you know, when was the last time you had your blood work done? Do you know why you're taking the supplements that you're taking?
Yeah.
You know, have you had your blood work done and tested your vitamin D and your vitamin B levels and
yeah.
so on?
Oh, no, and you're spot on. So we will not be doing a cruise anytime soon unless a cruise ship gets the right message. And if they do, the majority of the population that goes on cruises will not be going on cruises anymore because they wouldn't be the majority. They'd be the minority that listens to this show. By the way, you're right. It was Royal Caribbean.
Was it Royal Caribbean?
Yeah, Royal, the Oasis of the Sea, the largest ship in the world. And they're building two more.
It was amazing. They had a bar that you step on. You had to get on their boarding time. It said 2:20 because it moves up and down.
From one floor to another.
From one floor to another, this bar. It was amazing.
I mean, we're talking about a large bar, like a nightclub bar that actually is on an elevated platform. That you start out on, you know, the sixth floor, and by the end of the night, you're downstairs on the first floor. Or maybe in the middle of the night, you're upstairs on the 17th floor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it just keeps moving. Like, every 15 minutes, it moves to another floor. So that was pretty cool. But anyway, yeah. But we've got some really slick things planned for this year as far as superhuman get-togethers go. We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we've got lots more to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday, where I'm joined by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo, and we address nutritional idiocies and other things like that. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. I usually avoid protein bars because they're generally just candy in disguise. But that's all changed now. With Quest protein bars, we can enjoy dessert again without the guilt. With 20 grams of whey isolate protein, tons of prebiotic fiber, no sugar added, and only 2 to 6 grams of active carbohydrates per bar, Quest bars will keep you full and lean. I've never endorsed a protein bar before because I simply didn't trust them. That's all changed with the Quest bar. Not just because of what's in them, but more so for what's not. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Quest protein bar banner ad. Start enjoying dessert again.
Happy New Year! Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today. People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Have you ever been let down by so-called nitric oxide muscle pump products before? Well, prepare to be shocked. Vengeance is like nothing you've ever tried before. Vengeance leverages several different scientifically proven technologies to deliver what some users say are painfully explosive pumps. If you are satisfied with nitric oxide products that make you wonder if they're working, move on. But if you want a muscle pump that you'll not only feel, but others will see, train with a vengeance. Go to xfmuscle.com today and get vengeance.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Ragish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Okay. I have to say something, and I have to say this with all due respect to everybody who's ever lost a lot of weight, including myself. I have always said on this show, look, I feel like Bill Clinton. Do you see why I put my finger up his neck? I do not have sexual intercourse with that woman. I've always said on this show that I am not an expert. I am just like everybody else out there trying to find the right answers. And that's the truth. And my journey started because I was over 300 pounds. I was very sick and I needed the answers to stay alive. And obviously they work because I'm still here, right?
Well, and then you're also trying to find the answers and bring them to people who are also looking for answers.
Yes, right. Okay. So with that being said, there is a phenomenon in this country. The phenomenon is, if I lost 100 pounds, I must now teach everybody in the world how to lose weight. I am now a guru. Mm-hmm. I've actually had this same discussion with Adel Moussa, who is brilliant, right? Mm-hmm. And who's never been fat and has maintained his weight. And then people like you, who have done the right thing their entire lives, never ballooned up. And you guys are the silent, heroes. Because you never let yourself come apart and then brought yourself back together, no one pays attention to people who have been doing the right thing their entire lives, look great, feel great. They don't get any credit for, so the only time you get credit in this country today is if you hit bottom, you become a drug dealer, you're homeless, and then you come back from it. But the people who have lived a straight and narrow life, or as my kids would say, a straight edge life, their entire lives, they get no spotlight.
Why is that?
It's bizarre to me. It really is. And I'm being honest. Okay.
The other frustration I have is just because you lost 100 pounds doesn't give you the right to tell other people. That's like,
make
okay.
Make you an expert.
Yeah. What Adele Moussa once said to me was, well, I guess if you have an appendix surgery, then you should be able to go out and do appendix surgery. Well, I'm paraphrasing. I don't remember what it was, but it's like, yeah. So in other words, because I've had a tooth filled by a dentist and mm-hmm. I've undergone that process, I should now be able to fill other people's teeth or teach people how to fill their own teeth or teach dentists how to fill teeth or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're mutually exclusive.
Now, there are some people who go on to school, you know, losing the weight gets them interested and they go to school and they get the degree or the certifications and they too start teaching. But so many of them, you're
well,
right.
Well, I have an opinion on that as well.
Okay.
With the desire for people to take a position as health gurus, which is really the big boom bumper crop industry right now. Everybody wants to tell everybody else how to be healthy. Everybody is just repeating the same message, basically. And that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But with the desire to take a position as a health guru, a whole niche industry has popped up of these little schools and curriculums and courses where you can get a certificate for this and a certificate for that. And I, you know what? I took two courses, distance learning from MIT on neurology, but I didn't go to get credit for it, and I don't say anything about it. It's the first time I'm saying anything about it on the show. When I was first going through my divorce, I had a lot of time on my hands. I thought, you know, I'm going to do some distance learning courses. You know, the idea behind getting a certificate from some and really there's a lot of these out there, some certificate mill, some diploma mill, so that you can then say to people, look, I know what I'm talking about, you should follow me. This is a whole new bumper boom industry, and what happens is now people have certificates but are still giving the wrong information or positioning themselves as experts and saying to people, look, I have the answers because I have a certificate from, you know, bumper crop school of medicine or, you know, holisticdesigner.com. And I'm going to tell you what you need to know. That is now diluting the faithfulness in accreditation. I mean, there's people out there who are telling people blatantly, I'm a doctor. When no one's doing any research, nobody's going, let me see your certificate. What school is it from? Wait a minute. This is some online school where you take open book tests and so on and so forth.
So what you're saying, there are people out there that say they're a doctor that really nobody knows if they're really a doctor or not.
Or they have doctorates in one thing and they're using that. You know, I remember a guy, my kids went to private school, very expensive private school. There was a guy and his name was Dr. Ghanem. And I referred to him as Dr. Ghanem, and he told me his name was Dr. Ghanem. And then I found out that he had a PhD in electrical engineering. That gave him the right to call himself a doctor. He was from Iran. All this time, I went around thinking he was a doctor.
A medical doctor.
Yeah, people use the word doctor now. It's like, I'm a doctor. What are you a doctor in? What's your doctoral direction of study? What are you a doctor in? People say they're doctors today. They're doctors in exercise physiology. They have a PhD in exercise physiology, but they're treating people like they're medical doctors, and they're letting people refer to them as doctors. This is so we're in the most dangerous time right now because everybody's starting to realize the medical orthodoxy is wrong, the pharmaceutical agenda is wrong, so they're looking for answers. So they're vulnerable to charlatans.
And what are your suggestions? What should they do?
I say question everybody. I said this, where did I write a post recently?
You wrote an email to a friend of mine.
A friend of yours passed around some misinformation about protein and cancer. And I referenced some real research in the reply. And then I said at the bottom of it, I said, in this day and age, in order to be a steward for your own health, you must question everything. In fact, you must question what I have written in this email. You should find out for yourself. You should do your own research and you should make your own decisions. The days for taking advice from anybody at this point in time are gone. Doctors that gave advice on DES and things like that, that was a big mistake to trust them. Be careful not to start making the same mistakes just with a different camp. And just start trusting other people. You can't trust anybody, not even me. I have agendas too, let's face it. I have a desired outcome maybe about something, so I'm pro non-GMO. Somebody else is pro-GMO. The right thing to do is to weigh all the facts yourself. That's it. So be cautious about people who say, I have a certificate, I have an accreditation, I am a doctor. So we need to start, you know what it is? As people, we don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. Right? We don't want to challenge it, but somebody says, well, I'm a doctor. I can help you. That's, we believe them. Okay. You must be a doctor. You wouldn't be saying that because you could be sued or something. People don't give a damn about being sued in this country anymore. You need to say, well, where did you graduate from? Can I see a copy of your certificate? Can I see a copy of your diploma? And if you're not satisfied that the school they graduated from is an accredited, legitimate university, or the degree that they have has nothing to do with the advice that they're giving you, run for the hills. Run for the hills, because they're going to do the same thing to you that the medical orthodoxy is doing to you. They're going to treat you with misinformation. And if somebody says to you, I lost 100 pounds, so you should take advice from me, once again, run for the hills. You, just because I lost 100 pounds, I'm talking about me personally, I don't think I could teach other people how to do it because I wasn't even paying attention to my journey most of the time. I was just living it. I wasn't taking notes. I wasn't testing things and going, well, this didn't work and this did.
So in your opinion, would you rather listen to someone who's been doing it their whole life or someone who lost the 100 pounds?
Now you come full circle to my point. Mm-hmm. So we look at these people who have crapped on themselves,
well,
and then say,
you see it on television all the time. You know, oh, she lost 100 pounds. Here's before and here's after. And
let's
on,
listen to her.
And news magazines like People or whatever, they show pictures of people holding their jeans out because they've lost so much weight and
right.
They're inside their big jeans. And it's really, I don't know. It's sometimes frustrating.
Yes, it is. If life is a journey, right? And you're trying to decide which path in life to take.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to take the path that someone else took, that they went 100 miles off course, wasted 15 years, and got back on course to get to destination? Or are you going to take the path from the person who followed the right course the entire time and got to the destination years ahead of time?
Mm-hmm.
If life was a journey, really travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
You would take the advice from the person who made the best time, did it right, and efficiently, right?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't we do that now in life? Why are we taking advice from people who made 15 years of mistakes, and now they found the right way, and they're going to teach you the right way? Why not find somebody who has been doing the right thing their entire life and go, hey, let me get inside your head. Let me see how you think about food. Let me see how you think about exercise.
Well, and that holds true for, like, if you want to get in competition form and you want to be on a stage, you're not going to take advice from someone who hasn't done it.
Or just did it one time themselves.
Yeah.
Somebody who's been doing it their whole lives. It's like when I say on the show, I've talked about when women listen to the shows that we do on bodybuilding and stuff, I say, don't tune out just because you don't think you'll ever do bodybuilding, because who do you really want to learn how to manipulate your body and get it to look a certain way? From somebody who just did it for the first time, or somebody who's been doing it for a decade? Who would you want to learn piano from? From somebody who plays barely better than you, or from somebody who makes a living playing the piano?
Mm-hmm.
So, there are science is like baking bread. And if you get to the bakery too early, you may go home with a loaf of dough. And the guy who gets to the bakery later ends up with real bread. Things are constantly unfolding and evolving. And all I'm saying is, I'm not saying that you should distrust everybody. What I am saying is you have a responsibility to make sure the information you're getting is really accurate. And unfortunately, that requires something that most people don't want to do. Learn,
research themselves.
Learn.
And I'm sitting here right in front of me. I have a Shape magazine, and I don't typically read the Shape magazine, but one of my friends gave this to me. And the front cover says, your dream body in just 2 weeks. Get slim without dieting. I mean, do people really read
yes.
this?
Yes, yes.
Do they follow that?
And we're going to talk about why. We have to take a break. But we are. We're going to, yes, this, again, the majority of people who get on a cruise ship, they eat that crap food all day long for 7-8 hours a day. Then they lay down in bed and they do that for 5 or 6 days in a row. Yes, the majority of Americans, the reason we are where we are today is because that is what people want
to believe. They want to believe that, yeah, yeah, I know you spent 10 years becoming a fat slob, but in 2 weeks you can look great.
Well, and it's just like celebrities that look good. Who knows how much money they spend on looking good, but then they become an expert at it.
Exactly. I mean, look, Suzanne Somers has done a lot to bring anti-aging to the forefront.
Yes.
But unfortunately, I don't believe she's taken with the real credibility that the anti-aging movement needs. And that's because she spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery. I know I have a face like an old shoe. I'm not going to be able to get away from that. But you want to know something? I'm not going to go out and spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on plastic surgery and say to people, oh, this is all a result of my lifestyle. It's BS. Now, you, on the other hand, who has 3 gray hair in her entire head at her age and has been living this life your entire life and going to sleep early and eating right and exercising from before it was even popular for women to exercise.
I'm sitting here shaking my head.
You'll get no credit at all because you didn't balloon up to 300 pounds and then lose it.
Well, that's not true. My friends always ask me what I do for my skin. And
that's true. You're right. That's true. We have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something really, really intriguing that's really got my goat right now. Okay?
You're on a roll today.
Oh, yeah. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. We'll be right back. Back's over lover, always hiding beneath the covers till I talk to you, my daddy, I say. I said you ain't seen nothing till you're down on a muff, and then you're sure to be a change in your ways. I'm that cheerleader, was a real young breed, all the times I can reminisce. No other peptide supplier has a more complete offering than Southern Research Companies. And no other peptide supplier can boast that all their research peptides are manufactured inside the United States in Tier 1 labs. Whether you're looking for IGF-1 Long R3, GHRP6, GHRP2, Melanotan 2, Mechanical Growth Factor, or PT-141, or hard-to-find peptides like Triptorelin or Follistatin, you'll find them at Southern Research Companies. Free shipping on orders over $150. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Southern Research banner ad today and do business with the most trusted name in research peptides, Southern Research Company.
Iron Bag Labs is the leading supplement company offering the most hardcore pro-anabolic supplements. Visit ironbaglabs.com and check out our top-selling products. Asta RX, Halo Extreme, Sinustain RX, E-Control RX, Decadrol Max, Ultramail RX. Iron Bag Labs makes supplements that actually work. No hype, no BS, just real results. There's a reason you keep hearing about Iron Mag Labs. Come see what you're missing. Visit Iron Mag Labs at ironmaglabs.com for the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only 3 ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wise Choice replacemedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Don't ya? Don't you wish you had bulimia? Well, now you can. You can have automated bulimia thanks to the makers of the Segway. The company that made the Segway so that people don't have to walk. They can ride while standing erect. And this leads right into that whole movie WALL-E where people become immobilized for tens of dozens of years and genetically we morph and our bones don't connect anymore, blah, blah, blah. See the movie WALL-E. You got to see the movie because it's really it really tells us the story, the future of humankind. But the company that gave us the Segway is now automating the bulimic process with a product called Aspire Assist.
Yeah, it says eat whatever you want and suck it out later.
Now think about it. Ginny Robards sent me this article last week.
And then
we're trying to get him on.
And Carly Gomez also sent something to us on Facebook as well.
Okay, and thank you. And we're trying to get the makers of Aspire Assist to come on the show because I am flabbergasted by this product.
His name is Dean Kamen, the guy who invented, who brought us the Segway.
Now let's talk about what Aspire Assist does. So you have an implant put in your stomach, similar to that of a feeding tube, but instead of food going in, it sucks food out 4 times a day. So you can continue to eat grotesque amounts of food and be the uncontrolled slob that you are, but not put on the weight because the Aspire Assist avoids the need for vomiting. I hope those in Hollywood are listening to this, who are bulimic. You don't have to vomit it up. It just sucks it out into a nice bag, kind of like a colostomy bag hanging on your hip.
The developers estimate that you can reduce your calorie intake by about 30%. Why can't someone reduce their calorie intake by 30% without it?
Or better yet, what about my niece Kelly, who increased her caloric intake and lost body fat? I mean, this is un-effing believable.
Change what you're eating and how you're eating it and when you're eating it. And
this is the website says Aspire Assist, a long-term solution for obesity that promotes a healthy, normal lifestyle.
So how does that promote a healthy lifestyle?
You're telling me putting a PICC line in my stomach and wearing it for the rest of my life is akin to a healthy, normal lifestyle? Really? Ginny Robards said, there's got to be a better way. The group that they did the research on, they were able to comply for the entire year. Think about this for a second. Compliance meant that they ate the way they normally ate, but the Aspire Assist was sucking food, not completely digested food, out of them 4 times a day. They lost 44 pounds over the course of the year. And Ginny, you know, tongue-in-cheek, says there's got to be a better way to lose 44 pounds.
It says here there's zero behavior modification.
And so you know what that's like? I'll tell you what this is like. This would be like a company coming out with a, let me think about this, a laminate that you put on the human body that makes it impervious to knife and gun attacks, right? So you can't kill somebody any longer by stabbing them or shooting them, right? And so now this is the answer to hostility in the world. So you don't have to worry about people murdering other people. We don't have to correct their behavior, the bad behavior, because you will no longer be wounded by them. So what this does is this relinquishes all proof of control. It says, hey, you know what? Keep eating like the pig that you are. You won't gain weight anyway. You'll be the smart one. You're going to be the normal one. This is shocking. I mean, what's next, folks? What's next? I don't know what to even say about this. This company here is just disgusting. It really are.
Well, it's just another form of an eating disorder.
Of course it is. So instead of vomiting it up through your mouth and out over your teeth, it's sucking it out through your gut.
But what they're doing is they're just catering to what people want.
Yeah. And that's where you make the money. That's why I say I'll never be mainstream. I'll never be that popular because I would have to start telling people it's okay for this kind of stuff. Oh yeah. That's the answer. Al Roker should have just got a Spire assist instead of and you know
surgery.
What? And that's what they're going to say next. They're going to say, well, look, this is not as radical as bariatric surgery, as bypass surgery. We're leaving the stomach intact. We're just controlling the amount of digested food through a different method. I throw my hands up at this one. It's like, you know what? So in other words, we don't have any self-control in this country anymore. That's it. We're gone. We can't even control what we put in our bodies any longer. We have to have something suck it out.
Well, when you think about it, the people who gain the weight are glorified when they lose the weight.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
You know, it's kind of feeding into it.
Yeah. And so here you go. Feeding, you got glory.
Feeding, no pun intended.
Yeah. There you go. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Feeding, no pun. Gain the glory. Get an Aspire assist.
Mm-hmm.
Lose all the weight and then tell all your friends how they can do it too. Just have this PIC line implanted.
It is disgusting. To change gears a little bit, I have from Health Today some gym gross outs.
Right.
It's kind of funny. Some of them are kind of funny, like the old man in the locker room who is dutifully airing out his genitals with the handheld hairdryer. Do you see that in the locker room?
Every guy and every gal knows some group of people or some individual at the gym that does disgusting, grossing stuff. Would they have a whole list of things there?
Well, it's not really a list, yeah, but they're talking about people like this one 76-year-old man said he saw a woman soil herself while she was weightlifting.
Well, and you know what? And I gotta be honest with you. Phil Stevens, who is an accomplished power lifter, I was at Charles Staley's gym one day. He was squatting about 550 pounds. He did it for two solid reps. At the end of the second rep, he decided to do it for a third unplanned rep. He got down in the hole. He pushed out, and something happened. He soiled himself. It happens when you're lifting very, very, very heavy weight. That can happen. So, you know, I don't understand why people – that goes with grunting. So people grunt. That's part of lifting heavy weight too.
This one says, bodybuilder farted as I was inhaling – about to bench press.
And did the bodybuilder want to charge him for the vaporous protein meal that he ate? No. So this guy should shut up. Listen, I'm going to tell you something. First of all, why he had to say it was a bodybuilder? Why he couldn't say it was a gym patron, number one. Number two,
exactly.
I've had this happen. Are you kidding? You're in the gym and you need for flatulence occurs. What are you supposed to do? If you're right in the middle of a set, you run to the bathroom, you stop what you're doing.
Here's another one, a meathead chomping on his gum, wearing sunglasses, staring at himself in the mirror. Why does it have to be a meathead?
Well, because he's jealous, because this is probably a spindly pencil neck guy who's jealous of his muscles. I'm betting it. I'm sorry. I mean, there's gross stuff that happens in the gym all the time, but I'll tell you what's worse, in my opinion. Those of you who aren't really serious about training, who go to the gym and take your cell phones on the floor and leave the ringers on.
Well, remember what happened to me. I was doing walking lunges. I came back and some girl had put her cell phone right where I put my weights, and her cell phone got broken as a result of it.
Right. And if your phone rings while somebody is attempting a max lift, you know, we all react to the phone. When we hear the phone ring, it's not like we go, oh, that's not our phone. The first reaction is it grabs your attention. Somebody can hurt themselves. Leave your phone in your gym bag or turn the ringer off. Unless you're a brain surgeon and they're flying a brain in cryogenically frozen from another place and you got to get it in this guy's head right away, which you shouldn't go to the gym that day anyway, there's no need for you to bring your phone on the gym floor, period.
This one says a family gym at family gyms like the YMCA, guys keep their bodily noises under control until they get into the locker room. A 300 plus pound guy comes into the locker room from his brief stint on the elliptical, grins and farts.
That is funny.
Well, at least he went in the locker room. So they're going to complain about the, what's he supposed to do? Fart in a plastic bag and take it home with him? I mean, what can you do? People are so offended by bodily functions today. It's like so gross. The one that I take offense to in this list was there was one that said that there was DNA material on the gym, the locker room floor.
The gym floor. Mm-hmm.
Now, how does this guy know it was DNA and not mucus? How does he know somebody didn't do a snot rocket on the floor? How did he examine it to determine that this was semen?
I don't know. And then the one guy said he saw someone doing a relaxation technique in the steam room.
Right. Masturbating in the steam room.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? There are guys that go to, there are some gyms out there that are hotbeds for homosexuals to hook up. Maybe this guy should just change his membership to another gym.
Mm-hmm. Or the older man, 60 plus, in a Speedo, full on, scratching his genitals in the hallway leading to the lap pool, reaches over with the same hands and gets a drink of water from the water cooler.
Well, now I gotta say this, okay? The old guys in the gym, for the women who don't know this, the old guys in the gym are the worst. They walk around the locker rooms naked. Their testicles hanging down close to their knees, because I guess as you age, for some of us, your testicles hang further. I don't know. And it's like, really, man, just strap that up and put it away. You don't need to be, you know, showing it off that your testicles have a 3-foot length on them now. The older guys are the grossest. They really are.
I think that's in some gyms, but like at the gym that we go to, you don't see a lot of that. I don't see a lot of the older men because there's not a swimming pool, first of all. So.
No, but the old guys in between showering and dry sauna, they walk around. They are the ones. Yeah, the young guys with nice physiques typically, like, you know, I wrap a towel around me. I'm modest. I'm not interested in.
Are you a nice guy with a young guy with a nice physique?
No. I'm not a young guy and I don't have a nice physique,
yes,
but I am
do.
Modest. But the young guys with the nice physiques are usually like the modest ones. It's the old guys who, like, the cheeks of their asses are wrinkly and hanging and their testicles are 3 feet long and they shouldn't be walking around naked. They're the ones that want to parade around like peacocks and like, hey, look at me, you know?
Why is that?
Because they don't care anymore. They're like, I'm not getting laid anymore. Who cares what I look like?
See, women don't do that.
No, I know. It's a trip. Women should see the inside of a men's locker room just one time to understand. And then you got the guys, like somebody that we both know, who they're so proud of their body and they're so proud of their package. They think that it's like, it's so big that next to the Washington Monument, they should have a little red light at the top of it so planes don't crash into it. And these guys, they find reasons to walk around naked in the locker room all the time. They're like walking around and, you know, talking to people. It's like, look, dude, get away from
putting their leg up on the bench.
Yeah, I don't want to talk to you while your gonads are hanging out. Go put your drawers on or something, man. I mean, that's just wrong, okay?
And they spend more time in the locker room than they do in the weight room.
Yeah, and you know what? And maybe they should be hanging out at the gym where the gay guys hook up in the steam room. Maybe secretly that's what they want. We've gone long here. Do we have anything else to talk about from the gross side that we can cover real quick?
Okay. No.
All right, let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got lots more humorous stuff to talk about. You're listening to Casual Friday on Supreme Radio. You've waited all week for it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle building punch. And it tastes great too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
If you want to outlast, outmuscle, and outperform your competition with a high-powered, stimulant-free carbohydrate source that has zero sugars, you want Carbolin. Carbolin is the original high-performance fuel that will allow you to load your muscles with glycogen in minutes instead of hours. As a pre, intra, and post-training supplement, it will give you a hardness and fullness to your muscles like you've never felt before. As an endurance supplement, Carbolin has been proven to increase VO2 max by 2.8%. If you want fast absorption and sustained energy without bloating or cramping, get Carbolin. Go to AAEFX.com today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
You train hard. You push the limits of your body every day, and sometimes pain pushes back. Now silence your pain with Phoenix Kinetocream. Kinetocream is made using a perfect blend of natural ingredients and reduces inflammation and shuts down pain with its very first use. Listen to what one user said about Phoenix Kinetocream.
Training made me ache. My back, my shoulders, even my elbows. I rub Kinetocream on my shoulders, and in minutes, I could feel the pain go away, not covered up by that freezing feeling like other creams. The pain was gone.
You can learn more about Kinetocream by visiting PhoenixBioPerformance.com. Don't let pain slow you down. Rise above the ashes with Phoenix Kinetocream. That's PhoenixBioPerformance.com.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
This is funny. I'm Amit Ram, who is listening to the show live today, and I think they just had their elections there in Israel, so he's been kind of busy, I'm sure, focusing on the state of affairs there. He said, this is funny stuff, but I'm reminded of the show that you did where you said you weren't going to be so irritable any longer.
You have been on a rant today.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realized this a little while ago. You took your ink pen and threw it on the table.
Did I? No, I didn't.
When
remember.
You said, I'm putting my hands up when we were talking about the
Aspire Assist,
yes. Yeah. Okay, so what do you think about these two men from New Jersey who are upset that the Subway is not actually 12 inches, only 11, so they're suing
the Subway sandwich. Yeah, uh-huh. Right. Now, is that every Subway sandwich is only 11 inches? Or, I mean, they're going to have to prove that Subway continually did this and never served the 12-inch sandwich.
Two New Jersey men are more than upset that the fast food chain's $5 footlongs aren't actually 12 inches. In fact, after measuring sandwiches from a few stores, they concluded that they are closer to 11 inches.
Yeah. So they're upset.
Mm-hmm. And they're asking for compensation.
You know what Subway should do? They should ask them, how many sandwiches have you eaten over your lifetime? And the guys will say, I don't know, let's say they say 500. Then they should take 1 inch of bread 500 times and get a big ball of dough and dump it on their front lawn. Here's all the bread you didn't get to eat. Eat it now. What are you arguing for? They did you a favor by not giving you that extra inch of bread.
Their attorney's saying that the missing bite is worth 45 cents per sandwich.
This is so petty.
Isn't it?
This is so petty. You know what? I mean,
I think there's too much in life to worry about than to worry about that.
Well, this is a perfect example of something I posted this morning. You know, I constantly get these invitations to play games online. And it's like, if you have that kind of time on your hands where you can sit and play one of these online games all day, if you have that kind of time on your hand where this is what you're worried about, that you got an inch, you got shorted an inch of bread on your sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really? Oh, man. They did you a favor. The bread is the part that's no good.
Well, they said bread and meat both. They did say bread and meat both.
But it's that, see, but here's where they're going to lose the fight. They screwed up. The meat is weighed. The meat is weighed.
Oh,
not
that's
measured.
Right.
They screwed up by, they should have just went for the bread side. They're going to say that they got the same amount of meat just on a shorter piece of bread. So, anyway. Okay. What else? Okay.
Well, I've got an article here from Natural Society. Splenda's Many Secrets. Gut flora destruction is one of the side effects.
And, you know, we have a real big problem in this country with digestive issues, and much of it can be tracked back to the whole gut microbiota problem. And and it's not just Splenda. I mean, it's everything. But Splenda is one of those culprits, apparently.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
Well, I think that you have to avoid, you know, you have to avoid as many of these things that disrupt the lining of the stomach as possible in concert with replenishing the microbiota in the stomach by doing things like eating and drinking raw, unprocessed dairy, by using products like VSL3.
The probiotics.
Yeah. I mean, VSL3 is available now in every Kroger store. It's expensive, I grant it. 30 packets of 450 billion CFUs. That's right, 450 billion CFUs. It's like $100 a month.
It says here that, talking about sucralose in the gut, its absorption by the digestive system may explain why researchers at Duke University in 2008 found that Splenda may negatively alter gut microflora in rats and may limit the bioavailability of drugs and nutrients. But that was from 2008.
Well, it doesn't make it any less valid. I mean, I think that they're starting to understand this maybe better. And, you know, I mean, and put this with alcohol. I mean, alcohol disrupts the gut flora. We don't see anybody coming out against wine and beer and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, our digestive system is under constant assault. So just choose your poisons wisely and make sure to replenish. You know, things like leeks and artichokes and onions, they are prebiotic. Make sure you get plenty of prebiotic fiber in your diet, but don't overdo it. And supplement with probiotics. That's it. Stack the odds in your favor. So.
Here's some of the reported side effects. Blood sugar increase, allergic response, dizziness, seizures, migraines, gastrointestinal problems. Did I say seizures?
Yes, but you can say it again, because I actually think I had a seizure when you said it, so I may have forgotten.
So anyway.
Interesting stuff. So once again, just add that to the list of things that you know can disrupt the microbiota in the stomach, and use it sparingly. And be proactive in helping the lining of the stomach. That's it.
Okay.
What's next, Elisa Profumo?
Well, do you want to talk about the study that just came out this week about how aspirin may lead to vision loss?
Well, and vision loss and also lots of other problems. Aspirin has been the go-to. An 81 milligram aspirin has been prescribed by many doctors to people who have never had a heart attack as a prophylactic.
Well, what I don't understand are people, like, I have a friend who, and my brother did this as well, they take an aspirin a day, never told to do that by a doctor, they just do it, because they hear that it's going to help, protect their heart.
Right. And to them, I would say, you know, there's better ways. As you pointed out this morning, you said to me, when we were talking
about
this.
You said it was an anti-inflammatory.
I said it's an anti-inflammatory. I said, and you said, well, so is fish oil, so is curcumin, so is ginger. I said, exactly.
So why don't they take those instead of an aspirin?
Yeah. Here's the problem with ginger, aspirin, and maybe even curcumin to a certain degree. Anything that disrupts cyclooxygenase has the potential to hurt the stomach if abused. As does NSAIDs. Cyclooxygenase is an important portion of the lining of the stomach, as is mucus, by the way, for those of you who think mucus is a bad thing. So you have to use these things sparingly. They can actually burn the lining of the stomach over time. But you're right. They're anti-inflammatory in nature, and there's lots of ways to arrest inflammation other than just taking an aspirin every single day. Aspirin seems to be the worst culprit when it comes to the lining of the stomach. My grandfather died died because a doctor told him, hey, Pop, you know, you're 90 years old now. You got arthritis, rheumatism. They used to call it rheumatism back then, okay? You got rheumatism. Just take an aspirin or two a day. And he did that religiously for years, and he ended up dying of a bleeding ulcer. When he was taken to the hospital, he looked so young, by the way, that they said to my Aunt Mary, your husband will be fine. He's got a bleeding ulcer. We're just going to go in there, and we're going to operate on him. And she said, my husband, that's my father. And they said to her, well, how old is he? And she said, 98. And the doctor said, oh, we can't operate on him. He'll never survive the surgery. So they let him die. He bled out. So aspirin did that to my grandfather. That's the reason he died. Now, aspirin is serious stuff, and people take it willy-nilly. You know, oh, it's natural, it's good, you know.
In this article, it says, for patients to prevent a second heart attack, the evidence supporting aspirin use is indisputable. But for preventing a first heart attack or stroke, the evidence of aspirin's benefits aren't clear, and the decision of whether to take it should be based on individual risk and patient history.
Right.
So why are people taking it?
Like we just said, I mean, because they hear someplace that aspirin is good for you.
Because you hear it somewhere.
It's good for your heart. And this comes full circle to what I said before about be careful where you get your information from. Question the information. Make the decision on yourself. Have confidence in your own intelligence to make your own decisions. Don't defer those kind of important decisions to somebody else because they told you and they're supposed to know and they're accredited and whatever.
So, right.
Anyway. Okay. So what else do we have to talk about? We're going to take a break here in a minute, but what do you want to cover when we come back? We do have a lot of comments from listeners that we have to cover, too.
Okay.
So, and we have some shout-outs as well.
Okay.
Be right back with more Casual Friday.
People who are looking for performance and health benefits turn to WayNaturalUSA.com. WayNaturalUSA produces the only whey protein from Amish grass-fed cows raised right here in the USA. You cannot get the same quality whey protein anywhere else, period. WayNaturalUSA is cold-processed through the patented Chill-Rite process, so all of the undenatured fractions of whey stay intact. There's only three ingredients in WayNaturalUSA: grass-fed whey protein concentrate, organic flavor, and stevia. Nothing else. Go to WayNaturalUSA.com today and find out what you've been missing. WHEYNaturalUSA.com. Mass Pro Synthogen is unlike any supplement to come before it, both in form and function. Synthogen is the world's first messenger RNA translation accelerator. Messenger RNA is the rate-limiting step in growing new muscle. Synthogen rapidly stimulates protein synthesis on demand, day or night. Synthogen allows you to train harder, longer, stronger, and more frequently than your competition. Synthogen is the absolute fastest drug-free recovery agent available. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Synthogen banner ad to learn more. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it. Are you in the midst of cutting body fat? Feel exhausted when it's time to train but don't want to use pre-workout drinks because they're loaded with sugar and carbs? Ice V2 is here to help you get intense while carbohydrate depleted. Ice V2 has only 1 gram of non-sugar carbs per serving. Ice V2 is loaded with strength amplifying anabolic activators that will make your workouts more productive while allowing you to cut the fat. Cut the fat. Loaded with amino acids, Ice V2 contains the unique Formel Norvaline that acts as a pump amplifier. Get Ice V2 today at xfmuscle.com. Make 2013 your best year ever by getting the jump on burning more body fat. Now you can try the H-Force Fat Burner Patch free for 1 month. What do you have to lose except for the weight? You've heard listeners on the show talk about how great it works for them. What are you waiting for? This patch works for anyone at any age. Never any jitters or stimulants. Just fat loss. Don't miss the boat. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the H-Force banner ad today.
True Protein is now TrueNutrition.com. The company that gave you personalized protein blends has now expanded their offerings to include over 5,000 new products. Whether your interests are health and fitness, sports nutrition and supplements, or fitness gear and accessories, you'll find what you're looking for at TrueNutrition.com. Check out the new vegetarian and vegan product lines as well. Oh, and don't worry, you can still blend your own personal protein supplements with a full range of milk, whey, casein, beef, egg, rice, and soy proteins. Check out TrueNutrition.com today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Make a clap to this. Make a clap to this.
Guess what I decided to do today on the fly?
What?
Okay, first of all, I forgot, not yesterday, but the day before, I forgot to do the programming properly, so there was no morning mashups. So I got 6 emails from people who were, like, pissed off at me. You know, one of them said, WTF, where was the music this morning? My workout sucked. So, obviously, I'm never going to make that mistake again, because people are really listening to the morning mashups while they do their cardio and their workouts. Monday through Friday, they're on from 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. So tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, they're on from 5 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Oh, good.
With limited interruption, workout music, every 15 to 18 minutes, a 30-second spot, back to more music. So those who work out on the weekends later in the day will be able to listen to the mashups that everybody loves from Supreme Radio.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did you want to read it? Didn't you have a text or something that you wanted to
Stephen Lay, who's our director of marketing, he says these are delayed because I've been turning my phone upside down so the text messages don't kind of disturb me during the show. He says, first of all, speaking to why everybody pays attention to people who've lost a lot of weight, he says people feel more connected to people that have been through the same thing. I can understand that. He says, in my humble opinion, if someone does it right all the time, perception is that it's easy for them. Interesting.
But it's not.
No, of course it's not. No. And then he said, as far as things that bother him at the gym, a naked guy standing at the urinal scratching his ass bugs. Well, especially if he doesn't wash his hands and then goes out and touches the machinery again.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, he said that bugs him. So thank you for that, Stephen Light.
I did want to just talk about the DES Daughters show just for a second.
It was a great show.
That was a great show. And one thing that hit home with me was when she said about the lab, the testing on the lab rats.
Right.
And how it was just totally ignored. The results were just totally ignored. That's what they're doing now with GMO foods.
Yes, and the GMO rats that developed tumors. Dismiss that science. That means nothing.
Exactly. That's what they said. Dismiss that science about the DES. And look what's happening. And it's totally being swept under the carpet.
Dr. Jules Black, who is a professor in Australia, who's coming on the show, by the way, who listened to that show, commended the show, and told me via email that DES was the very first drug the fledgling FDA approved in 1938, 1939. Yeah, they had just been created, and that was the first drug. And they worked hard to distance themselves from that error because it would have been – the government would have had egg on their face if this new organization, this new government arm that they just launched – would have been attributed to making this huge mistake that hurt so many women.
They didn't even test it before they sent it to before they approved it. And that's what they do all the time.
Yes. Well, the FDA doesn't test anything. They take the science that they're given. They knew about
that they're given from the maker.
The FDA knew that the mouse study showed that DES was dangerous and caused mutations in the reproductive organs of the mice, but they pushed it under the carpet. They said, we're not going to pay attention to that. So lots of women and now their children have suffered because of the FDA's decision. Now, Dr. Jules Black, being kind of like Adele Moussa, on the other hand, he said, being an obstetrician gynecologist, having a woman sitting across from you crying that she's tried numerous times to have a baby and hasn't been able to, and is willing to risk anything and try anything, says, doctor, what do you have? Please help me. And at that time, they thought they were told that DES was safe So they prescribed it. So you can't really blame the doctors. And that's why during the show I said you can't blame the doctors.
Who
you
have says to it's safe?
The FDA. You've got to blame the FDA for these things.
But isn't that like, remember the story we talked about, OxyContin, when they say it's safe, and now all of a sudden...
It's not habit-forming.
It's not habit-forming, and now all of a sudden there's this... Everybody's addicted to it because they took it for backaches.
Right, and the FDA is the one that now is changing their designate. You know, see, that's why I say the FDA has to be held culpable. The problem is... that the FDA probably falls under the heading of something called sovereign immunity. And all governments fall under the heading of sovereign immunity. What it means is if the government does something wrong, you can't sue them. If a family member dies at the hands of the government wrongfully, you can't sue them. If the government makes a decision that causes tens of thousands of people to lose their lives or become injured, you can't sue them. So the FDA... makes these decisions, and I will stand on this statement that I said. I've said this before. I believe that if the math was done, more lives have been shortened and more lives have ended as a result of things that the FDA put their stamp of approval on. And their stamp of approval implies to people that it's safe.
Well, that's what doctors always say to you. Well, it's approved by the FDA.
Yeah. I when I went for my knee, my knee was bothering me. That doctor said to me about my glucosamine, well, that stuff doesn't work, and it's also not approved by the FDA. And I had to hold my tongue. I'm surprised you did. Well, I just wanted to get out of there. I saw my knee x-rays, and they were fine, and I thought, well, my knees are in great shape. I'm not going to worry about it. And he's saying, you know, and he wanted to give me some anti-inflammatory naproxen. Yeah, and he said, well, at least this is approved by the FDA, and we know what dosages to give it to you. And I said, sure. And I ripped that prescription up, threw it out when I was driving away.
And your knees don't bother you anymore.
Of course not. Of course not.
Okay, so let's you want to talk about some of the listener questions?
Well,
and comments?
First of all, we have to give a shout-out to Jeremy Player. Jeremy Player has been listening to the show for about 6 years now, and he posted on my Facebook wall the other day. I forget if he posted it on the Superhuman Nation Facebook wall or my personal Facebook wall, that he did a competition for one-legged squats in 1 minute and completed 49. And we want to congratulate him. There's a video of him doing it on my personal Facebook wall, doing 48 or 49 one-legged squats in 1 minute. That's really impressive.
He says here he did with 49. He said, I thought I'd better put up or shut up.
Yeah. Good. Congratulations. Congratulations on that. That is a superhuman task. You're officially a superhuman. Let no one take that away from you. Okay.
Okay.
Let's go on.
So Tyler Hess used to always communicate with us via Facebook.
Right.
And he posted, this was from January 19th, he posted, great to be listening again. I really missed having SHR in my life, and I picked it back up for my New Year's goals.
Excellent. Excellent. Deanna Harder. She said, looking forward to Casual Friday. I have been anticipating what you're going to announce on the show all week. And I guess that's about the trip to Florida
mm-hmm.
we were talking about. I kind of alluded to it on Monday, I believe.
Johan, you want to read what Johan posted
about
Sweden?
Yes, he says, now the great minds of Sweden want to add a special tax to meat so people will eat less of it because its environmental impact. Why are there so many idiots that haven't been filtered out by evolution? I know. You have to give it a little more time, Johan, unfortunately. Of course, we all need to keep shipping in bananas, etc., from other side of the globe. Something we don't need to thrive. And we know now, we did that show about the actual impact of a vegan approach to life. That's a lie. We know that growing vegetables is more expensive and hurts the environment to a greater degree than animal husbandry.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big lie. It's a big lie. The whole sustainability thing is it's all smoke and mirrors. So you're absolutely right, Johan. Let's see. Who else do we have here that we have to give a shout-out to or make a comment? Johnny Lepore says, I just want to thank you guys for introducing me to Kinetic Cream. This stuff is great. I bought some last week, And after 4 days of using it, I can feel a difference. I have been in pain in my elbow, probably tennis elbow, and neck, a pain that shoots into my shoulder from my neck. The cream reduced the inflammation, and the pain has subsided. I'm very pleased with the product. So, and we're really happy to have Kinetic Cream as a sponsor, because once again, it's one of the things that really works. There's a lot of stuff out there that claims to work, and people get tired of trying things. They're like, oh, I've tried these six things, they don't work. Don't stop short of Kinetic Cream if you are a hard training person and you have the occasional soreness and pain, because this gets rid of the pain at the root. It doesn't just cover it up with some icy feeling or some hot feeling. Great stuff. Great stuff.
Okay, this one is from Danny Gonzalez. Hello, Carl. How's it going? I've been a loyal follower of yours since the first time I heard you on Off Topic. Since then, I've been listening to SHR, and it's opened my eyes to so much, thanks to you. My question is regarding crowns and root canals. I remember you and Elisa talking about avoiding them on a casual Friday a while back. I was just told that one of my teeth are cracked and that I might need a root canal and definitely a crown. What can I do to tell them so that I don't end up with more toxins in my mouth?
Now, I don't think it was you that said to avoid it. We had a doctor on one time where we were talking about amalgam fillings, and he also said that a root canal leaves a dead, rotting tooth in the jaw. But you, having a career in dentistry, corrected me on that and said, no, it's not the case.
Well, I don't think it is, because they remove the blood supply to the tooth. They remove the nerve of the tooth when they do a root canal. So it leaves an inanimate object there.
Right.
They fill it. Now, do they fill it with a toxin? Well, the gutta percha is what they fill it with, and it's kind of a plastic, and they put a cement in there to hold it in there.
Right.
So is that a toxin?
It could be. So let's talk about it. So when generally a large tooth has three roots.
Well, a posterior tooth will have three roots. The more anteriorly you go, they'll have two
and
then
sometimes
one.
Right. Uh-huh. Okay. So what happens is, in the tooth, there is a nerve, and when they kill the nerve, they hollow it out. They end up with a little tunnel, if you will, that goes through the tooth.
It's a canal.
Right.
It's a canal.
And that's where the blood flow comes into the tooth as well. Mm-hmm. They kill that.
They remove the blood flow.
Right.
And then they have to fill it with something.
Right.
Now the tooth becomes an inanimate object. So it would be.
It's just like a false tooth at that point.
It would be like putting,
An implant
in there.
Right.
Because there's no blood supply to it.
And no nerve.
There's no nerve to it.
Right.
So I would think that having your own tooth would be better than having
an implant put in your jaw,
because it's not part of your body.
Right.
And then they put the crown on top of it.
Right. To protect it.
To protect it.
Because it becomes weak when there's no blood flow.
It fractures.
It becomes brittle.
Just think, it becomes brittle. And if you bite down on it, it will crack.
So I guess the real question that I would ask, Danny, is what are they putting in the tooth?
They used to years
once
ago.
Once they evacuate the nerve and blood supply to fill up the hole.
Years ago, they used to use a stainless steel point, but then they switched to what they call gutta percha, and that's more flexible and more plastic-like. I don't know what the material is made of.
I would want to find out if gutta percha has BPA in it, if it has phthalates in it, if it has any type of known.
GUTTAPERCHA. That's how you spell it. And then also, we're trying to get a holistic doctor, dentist on the show.
Right.
I emailed that to Jenny this morning, so hopefully we'll get this holistic doctor or dentist on the show.
Right.
And they can answer some of these questions for us.
Yeah. So there you go.
But in the interim, I would think that your own tooth would be better than an object that's
foreign.
And then
the crown is just generally it's stainless steel, but some doctors probably still use precious metals like
gold.
Silver and gold.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's enamel placed over it so it looks like your tooth.
That's porcelain.
I'm sorry.
And that's baked, and it's got a hard, it's already baked, so there's nothing
leaching out of
it. No.
And that basically is just a cover for the tooth, so it just keeps the tooth from rotting and breaking any further.
Right.
Yeah. I don't think I've got a couple root canals that are crowned, and I've not had any problems with them. I'm more afraid of the amalgam in my mouth. Mm-hmm. That I don't like. And I am going to do something about removing that very shortly.
I don't have any.
You're lucky. Well, you've got beautiful teeth. Didn't you say one time you went into the doctor and the doctor looked in your mouth and said, "My God, your teeth are beautiful," or something?
No, that was an anesthesiologist.
Oh, yeah. My God, I've never seen teeth this beautiful.
No, because they're all like, I don't have any fillings or no crowns or nothing. They're all.
Yeah. Once again, you've done everything right, but you don't get any credit for it.
Okay. This one. Hi, Carl. I thought this might be a good topic for Casual Friday. If genetic modification is so great, why are they fighting us about labeling foods that way? I've been a listener for years. Keep up the good work. Thanks, Eric Jones.
Now, let's talk about what Eric cited. There's an article on the internet mm-hmm. that says that GMO produce has a greater degree of nutrients and is healthier is from the standpoint of nutrient dense than organically grown.
Opposition to genetic modification. And in there, they're talking about how good the genetically modified foods are.
Right.
More than 17 million farmers in three dozen countries are using genetically modified crops. There have been over a billion hectares of GM crops that have been cultivated, and more than 2 trillion servings of foods with GM ingredients have been consumed in North America.
Right. So, and what his point is, well, if this is true, if GMO is better for you, then why don't they label it?
People would want it.
They don't want to label it. And let's face it, coming full circle to the study done in France, I believe, mm-hmm. where the rats all got tumors.
Got tumors. But they said to disregard that study.
Just like they said disregard the DES stuff.
Uh-huh.
See, this is what I'm talking about, folks. Got to make your own decisions.
Critical thinking skills.
I'm sorry, I'm coughing. I'm coming to the end of the show, too, thank God.
But, yeah, so use your critical thinking skills. Is that it? Let me just check. I think that's all the listener questions.
Didn't we have a question from somebody that was from all the way at the beginning of the new year that you emailed me? And also there was a woman who said that my poll about the I'd like to find that if I can. Can we take one last break?
Sure.
And then come back and see if we can find that, because I don't want to let those go if I can help it. So let's do this. We're going to take one last commercial break real fast. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday.
BioAdvantex Pharmaceuticals produces the highest quality pharmaceutical grade N-acetylcysteine in an advanced effervescent delivery system. NAC has been clinically shown to improve performance, reduce fatigue, and increase power output. NAC is ideal for the high-intensity interval training athlete, as it is shown to reduce respiratory fatigue. BioAdvantex PharmaNac has the highest bioavailability of any supplement in its class. Buy one, get one free of PharmaNac when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the PharmaNac banner ad. PharmaNac, there's nothing else like it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
If you want to build muscle and burn fat, if you want to transform your body, your health, and fitness, then your goal should be to get a copy of The Blueprint from Rob Regish. Learn what the Blueprint Army already knows. There is no faster way to change the way you look and feel than by using The Blueprint. And now, when you order The Blueprint, you will also get absolutely free the Add 1 Inch to Your Upper Arms in a Single Workout Seminar. That's a $20 value, absolutely free. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Blueprint banner ad today.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Extreme Formulations is the only company with a proprietary
proprietary diet protein product with a 49% whey to 51% casein ratio. It's Ultra Peptide 2.0. It also contains micro encapsulation essential fatty acids, so they're stable in the bottle to deliver a muscle-building punch. And it tastes great, too. Flavors like banana cream, chocolate peanut butter, cookies and cream, and many more. All their dairy protein is from right here in the USA. It's 100% made in America. Go to xfmuscle.com and get your Ultra Peptide 2.0 today.
Calling all men. The Men's Stack is here from Muscle Gauge Nutrition. The Men's Stack will give you the energy you need to train harder and the materials you need to build new muscle. The Men's Stack includes American Protein Isolate, Stimulant-Free Pre-Workout Alpha Rage, Muscle Pump Activator, L-Arginine, AKG, and Multivitamin Plus Minerals specifically formulated for men. Now, Superhuman Radio listeners can get this Men's Stack for just $99 and free shipping while supplies last. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
It got 22 shares.
Wow. That's okay. I like this song. Just let me hear the beginning of it. I like this. I'm playing air guitar. Okay, welcome back to Casual Friday. A couple things we want to cover. First of all, was it Amit Ram that wanted the kinetic cream?
Yes.
Okay, if you use the code Big Rob, BIGROB, because we had Rob Terry, TNA wrestling superstar, on recently, you get, I forget what it was. It's like 20% off plus free shipping inside the United States.
Inside the U.S.,
well,
though.
He'll get it for $19 for the bottle instead of like, it's $6 more normally, so he saved $6 at least on it using Big Rob, BIGROB. And then Danny G, all the way back at New Year's, and I'm so sorry for just seeing this, wanted to know what the coupon code for Pharmanac was, the N-acetylcysteine effervescent form. And it's SHR, and you get a buy one, get one free, and you can buy up to two and get two free with that SHR. I'm sorry for taking so long to get back to you on that. I got to get this cough drop out of my mouth. Okay, now, remember when I posted the...
The flu vaccine.
Yeah, I'm trying to find out how many people actually get the vaccine, how many people get the vaccine and get the flu, how many people didn't get the vaccine and got the flu, and how many people didn't get the vaccine or the flu, okay? I'm genuinely interested because I have a theory. But one of the people on a very long list of responses named Mary Carpenter said, you're not looking for data. You're looking for an outcome you wish. Not good research, not very honest.
How could it be?
Well, okay, from a scientific standpoint, she probably is right because I asked, did you get the flu or the flu vaccine this year? Take the poll and help us determine if there's a linkage between the vaccine and the flu outbreak. That's what I said. But the poll doesn't say, did you get the flu after getting the vaccine, yes or no? I give four choices there. The choices are, yes, I got the flu after getting the vaccine. No, I did not get the flu, but I did get the vaccine. I did not get the flu, nor did I get the vaccine. I did get the flu, but did not get the vaccine. I gave all four choices of the outcome, okay? And so she's saying that I'm not being very honest because I am looking, if I was looking for just an outcome, I would have said, did you get the flu after getting the vaccine? And it would have been a yes or no, and I could have skewed the results. In the way I'm doing it now, people are getting up there and saying, I got the vaccine and didn't get the flu. So I'm not looking for an outcome per se, but I am looking for an interesting linkage, and I'm going to tell you what the linkage is, and I'm convinced of this, and I don't care if anybody's going to tell me that I'm wrong about this, and I'll tell you why in a second. We haven't had nearly the number of people that I wanted to respond to this, so this has no statistical significance at all, okay? We only had 433 people respond. 248 said, I did not get the flu, nor did I get the vaccine. Now, this could just be my audience. We could just be a healthy group of SOBs. We don't get the vaccine. We don't get the flu. God bless us. I think that's great. Maybe the answer to not getting the flu is listening to the show, okay? But the second largest group, with 27, almost 28%, is yes, I got the flu after getting the vaccine. That, you can't ignore that. That actually is in line with The flu manufacturer's vaccine statistics. They say that it only works 62% 60% of the time at best.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, I don't see that as being lying and dishonest as far as the result goes. The next largest group is, no, I did not get the flu, but I did get the vaccine. Bravo to those people. They got the vaccine, they didn't get the flu. They're probably going to think to themselves, I didn't get the flu because I got the vaccine. And then the last group, I did get the flu, but I did not get the vaccine. They're going, well, gee, I'm stupid. I should have got the vaccine. But they're the smallest group. The largest group is not getting the flu or the vaccine. Now, I have a hypothesis, and I would love someone to explain this to me because I really want to know this, okay? And I'm not just saying that. If I go to get a flu vaccine, right, and I get an attenuated, it's a flu vaccine, forget about the thimerosal and all the bad things, the aluminum and all that sort of stuff. They inject me with what's known as an attenuated form of the virus, which is a weakened form of the virus. And that means that my immune system will only develop the strength of immune response to the weakened form of the virus, right?
Why does everybody say that it's a dead virus?
I don't know.
That's what everybody says.
I know. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is a flu vaccine out there with a dead virus, but what good is that?
Why would they? It wouldn't do anything.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. So, but here's my point. If I get the, okay, if I get the flu, that means the virus is in me, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I get the flu.
Mm-hmm.
If you come in contact with me and you get the flu, did I transfer the flu virus to you? Is that what contagion is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If I get the flu vaccine and they inject me with a weakened form of the flu virus, do I have the virus in me?
Yes.
Okay. If you come in contact with me and you are susceptible and you get the, can't you get the flu from me because of this, but a weakened version of the flu from me? Because I am exposing you to this weakened virus?
It seems like that would
Doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it interesting that we are selling a bumper crop of vaccines right now and the flu virus is growing at the same rate that people are getting vaccine? Isn't anybody asking these questions?
They're saying that not enough people are getting vaccinated.
Really? But they're running out. The hospitals can't keep the vaccines in stock.
And it's the worst. This is supposed to be the worst flu virus.
Now, here's the last thing I want to say to all of you out there who swear by the vaccine. On the vaccine manufacturer's leaflet that no one looks at, least of all your doctor, it says right on it that the manufacturers have not done the type of testing to determine whether the vaccine actually works. Because here's what they would have to do. Okay. They would have to take a group of people, split them up into several groups, give some of them a placebo shot, give some of them a real vaccine shot, expose them all to the flu, see who develops the flu, then unblind them and go, okay, of the people who actually got the real vaccine, only 30% of them actually got the flu. The vaccine's working. Of the people who got the placebo injection, almost 100% of them got the flu. So we have statistically, we can show that the vaccine protected a large number of people from developing the flu. You have to ask yourself this question, folks. Why have they not done this? Why have they not done this kind of testing is normal. This is the way they test for cancer drugs. They give the rats the drug. They give the other rats the placebo. They expose them to cancers by injecting them bodies with cancers. They see who develops cancer and who doesn't. They go, oh, the drug worked. Why are they not doing this with vaccines? Now, I'll tell you why. And you'll say, oh, well, Carl, you're a conspiracy theorist. Because they don't want people to know that the vaccine doesn't work. And in fact, the vaccine may actually help promote the spread of the flu, a weaker version of it. Because those who are getting the vaccine are getting the virus embedded in them and exposing other people to it. These are questions that need to be answered. I'm just asking for answers. If I'm wrong, I will stand here and say, boy, I was really wrong about that. I need people to prove it to me. Somebody in science has to do the right kind of testing and say, you know what? We exposed these people to the flu and they got the vaccine and they didn't develop the flu. The vaccine works. We can put that one to bed now. And then I'd like to see a test where people who get the vaccine are exposed to people who don't get the vaccine and see if they develop the flu as a result of that. I mean, it seems simple to me. And I'm not even educated. I'm not a scientist. I'm not a doctor. I mean, I'm not an expert. I'm just a guy who lost weight. Okay. So that's it. That's my last rant. I'm sure Mitt Romney will be happy that I'm done with that. All right. So we have anything else to talk about, Elisa?
No, sir.
Thank you for listening. We have had a great week here. We'll have another great week next week. See you then.
Bye.